The president's visit to Binghamton today prompted rallies for and against fracking. WSKG's Matt Richmond found that demonstrators also wanted to send a message to the politician that wasn't there, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I think the message today is to Obama, we really need you to listen to the science. This is our community that's at stake. I mean, fracking just 8 miles south of here is contaminating air, it's polluting water, and it's making people sick. And we do not want that here in New York.
I don't think any landowner feels good about the hold on high-volume hydraulic fracturing. It's been 5 years now, and it's gone on too long. I mean, it's a great opportunity was lost. There's still opportunity here, but a great part of it is lost early on.
I feel these corporations who are doing the gas industry are taking advantage and using chemicals to destroy what's underneath our earth in order to get gas. And then we have to pay for that gas besides having our earth destroyed.
I think that guy in Albany is the biggest jerk that ever come down the road. You got all the surrounding states doing it, and nobody's having any problems. One-third of my business is in Pennsylvania, and everybody's doing quite well, all the small businesses.
So this is a harbinger of what the governor can look forward to if he continues to not require a comprehensive public health study of shale fracking.
The voices you heard in that story were Isaac Silberman Gorn, Brian LaTourette, Mary Snyder, Marty Layden, and Walter Hang.